And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's more evidence this week that the slate of six constitutional amendments on the fall ballot are a confusing and problematic mess. It came from Republican Senator Wesley Meredith of Cumberland County. Meredith told attendees at a Fayetteville event that he is strongly opposed to the amendment that would take away the power of the governor to fill vacancies that arise on the state courts and give most of it to the legislature. Meredith says that the current system for electing judges and filling judicial vacancies via gubernatorial appointment has worked well for years under both Republicans and Democrats. There's only one big problem with Meredith's position. In June and August, he voted yes multiple times on the bills that placed the amendment on the ballot. When pressed for his reasoning in executing such a 180-degree flip-flop, Meredith struggled and ultimately pleaded confusion about what exactly his votes meant. The bottom line, if a veteran state senator, a man who cast numerous critical votes to place an amendment on the ballot, now opposes it just weeks later, you know something was rotten in the entire process. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.